Now let's lead off with a report on how gun violence has impacted law enforcement efforts to investigate other matters, such as underage substance use. More from WGLT's Eric Stock.
Chestnut Health Systems of Bloomington has received a $1.5 million federal grant to help curb underage alcohol and marijuana use in Bloomington Normal. Some of that money will go to the Normal Police Department. Liz Hamilton is overseeing the grant for Chestnut. She says she's concerned efforts to further reduce underage consumption are threatened by police officers needing to divert time on gun violence cases.
Obviously, addressing gun violence is very important. However, we also know that substance use is shown to be directly related with juvenile crime.
Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner says the department's focus largely hasn't changed.
We have the resources to address both issues. However, when you are looking at that, you know, we're looking at tax dollars a lot of times for overtime opportunities. If you have a choice, you're certainly going to, and you only have so much to go around, you're going to utilize those for the more serious type offenses.
Bleichner says the police department still does as many alcohol enforcement details as it's done in the past, but there are times, he says, when an officer's time gets diverted, thereby limiting routine patrols.
So if you have your focus shifted to another area, then some of those unintentional contacts that result in maybe arrests or ordinance violations for cannabis or alcohol aren't occurring on that level.
Normal PD will be getting $27,000 a year to pay officers overtime for alcohol enforcement. Bleichner says the department has seen a gradual decline in underage drinking violations, while underage possession for marijuana citations have been on the rise. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.